This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. French media report the data recorded found in the wreckage of a Russian passenger jet in the Sinai show a bomb brought down the plane last week, killing all 224 on board. French news agency source says, according to investigators, the so-called black boxes show everything was normal aboard the Russian Metro jet. Then 24 minutes into the flight, suddenly there was nothing, with one of the boxes registering a loud sound and a violent sudden end, strongly indicating that a bomb went off. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for blowing up the plane, but have not given any proof. The U.S. moved on Friday to boost security at airports in the Middle East where passenger and cargo flights take off for the United States. Comes as investigators continue to probe that bombing of the Russian jetliner in the Sinai. Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson made the announcement. Later, White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked about the security plan.
This is just a prudent response and the exercise of an abundance of caution. Based on information that has been learned about this possible terrorist attack in the Sinai Peninsula. And so this is just a series of steps that the Secretary of Homeland Security believes should be taken out of an abundance of caution based on what we know about what might have happened aboard that Metrojet flight 9268.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the expanded security procedures will take place at fewer than 10 airports in the region where the Russian jetliner was downed a week ago. This is VOA News. The Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog says it has confirmed with utmost confidence that mustard gas was used during an attack on a town in northern Syria in August. Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said Friday the gas killed an infant and poisoned two others. The group did not say who used the outlaw chemical, but activists and other rebel groups blame the Islamic State, which is also fighting to topple the Syrian government. The United States suspects Islamic State had used mustard gas in the past. Political campaigning in Myanmar has drawn to a close ahead of a national vote that could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party.
Even if we win 100%, we would like to make it a government of national reconciliation in order to set a good precedence for our country, that it should not be a zero-sum game of winner taking all and loser losing everything. This is not what democracy should be about.
Myanmar's President Thein Sein has said, again pledged that hold free and fair elections with results reflecting what he called the people's genuine desire. National election will be the first since 2011 when, after nearly 50 years of military dictatorship, it ended the country formerly known as Burma. President Obama has rejected the controversial Keystone XL project, a plan to build an oil pipeline to transport Canadian crude to the U.S. Gulf states. After an extensive review, Mr. Obama announced the project is not in the national interest of the U.S. We have more now from VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas.
The Keystone XL pipeline project had become a centerpiece of the debate over President Obama's environmental agenda and stated commitment to take bold action to curb climate change. With the UN summit on climate change set for Paris in December, Obama rejected construction of the oil pipeline that would have carried crude from Canada to U.S. ports along the Gulf of Mexico.
The State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
The decision drew sharp and quick reaction from members of the Republican-led Congress who backed construction of the pipeline, saying it would create jobs, reduce oil prices, and U.S. reliance on foreign oil. Mary Alice Salinas, The White House.
Also in the news, Philadelphia has become the first U.S. city to become a World Heritage City, recognized for its importance to American history and democracy. The Organization for World Heritage Cities gave Philadelphia the designation, already held by about 260 other cities around the world. That happened in a vote on Friday at the General Congress in Peru.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The voice
voice of
VOA 1. The voice of America. VOA 1.
Cherry with Sorry on VOA 1. The Hits, I'm Larry London. And coming up next, it's The Weeknd, Abel Tesfaye. And this is I Can't Feel My Face, a song that's on the Now 56 CD we're giving away every day, all month on Border Crossings.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry. When I'm with you,
I'm sipping this drink got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand yous, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in a moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'd do anything for a blind. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
better, faster, stronger.
Oh. Like I never told ya. Don't act like I 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 told ya. Baby, you're making it
better, faster, stronger.
How long I've been on ya?
Great clouds all over the hills bring But if you close your eyes, then this almost feel like nothing changed at all. And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? Oh, how I'm beginning to be an optimist about this. How I'm beginning to be an optimist about this. If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
Steel with Pompeii here on VOA 1. Before that, Kanye West and Stronger. Kanye has released boots. He designed some boots for Adidas, and he's called his line of boots Yeezy Boost 950. And the boots sell for $585. That's a lot of money for boots. Well, despite the high price tag, the boots are sold out just about everywhere, so his boots are in demand. Coming up, Neo So Sick. This is VOA 1, The Hits.
Face above the water. can't touch the ground. Touch the ground and it feels nice. I can see the sands on the horizon at times. You are not around. Slowly drifting away. Wave after wave. Wave after wave. Slowly drifting. And it feels like we're drowning. Pulling against the street. Pulling against the. Water. My feet can't touch the ground. Touch the ground and it feels nice. I can see the sands on the horizon at time. You are not around. Slowly drifting away. Wave after wave. Wave after wave. Slowly drifting. And it feels like I'm drowning. Pulling against the stream.
I know I'm not the only one who spent so long attempting to be someone else.
music. Right here, VOA 1.
I never met you, but I know you're out there. If I cross the oceans, would you be there?
A stranger's eyes that somehow look familiar. I know that when it's you, I'll remember. Remember, so wait for me. I swear I'll find you. Climbing every wall that hides you. I know we were meant for something better. So wait for me. The world is changing.
Audien, featuring Lady Antebellum and Something Better. I'm Larry London on VOA 1, the hits. And coming up, we've got Meghan Trainor with John Legend. John announced a couple of weeks ago that his wife, Chrissy Teigen, is pregnant with their first child. So congratulations to the couple. Here's Meghan and her latest, Like I'm Gonna Lose You.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight, and you pulled me close. Split second, and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no. Never know.
blink of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Tomorrow, I'm gonna love.
Rida and David Guetta, Club Can't Handle Me. Demi Lovato's in trouble once again. She is being accused of sampling music from indie band Sleigh Bells off their 2010 album Treats. In fact, they say not one but two songs, and she took the songs without their permission. They tweeted, "We were not contacted. You gotta clear those." So far, no word from Demi on that. She was accused earlier for sampling the songs from Jesse J. Domino and Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl with the first release off the album Confidence, Cool for the Summer, which we're going to hear. And on December 11th, Demi will receive the Rule Breaker Award at the Billboard Women in Music Award Show. Congratulations, Demi. This is VOA1.
Tell me what you want, what you like, it's okay. Kiss one another, die for each other.
Plastic Heart Sia, who's releasing a new CD called This Is Acting, because she believes that she's always got to pretend and act, and she looks at other people being fake and pretending. So she put out an album, or will put out an album, called This Is Acting. You've got VOA 1, the hits. I'm like a bird. It's Nelly Furtado.
And that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is all these years.